Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
January 28th, the easy day. I have heard the Navy SEALs have a saying, the only easy day was yesterday. And it has its own meaning. If tomorrow is going to be hard compared to this day, why would anyone want to go that way? Each day has enough trouble of its own, is what one knows the Bible does say. Don't think about self or go it alone. I think I know or have heard about a book or a movie that is called something like All Quiet on the Western Front. It, like other titles previously mentioned, has to do with what we are experiencing. The enemy has been quiet and hard to find and has asked for a 36-hour truce to celebrate their Lunar New Year. Tomorrow, we head for the infamous Snoopy's Nose to assume blocking positions of enemy movement. So, is our job to block them from having a good time of enjoyment or to block their time of involvement? Only time will tell, and time will tell of a time in hell.
Snoopy's Nose.
Yeah, we brought up Snoopy's once before. Yeah. Very special place.
It's just, you
know, yeah, kind of like the Crossroads. Right. Nobody wanted to go there.
Right. So, ever. Okay, a 36-hour truce. Truce meaning no, we're not going to exchange fire, but yet you can still maneuver and kind of set yourself up in places.
And in theory, it's supposed to be nobody's going to shoot at each other. No chess piece movement allowed on the chessboard.
Mm.
Stay where you're at. Maybe lean your rifle on the wall and go have a good time, but not too far away.
Mm-hmm. There's just a moment of pause, really. Pause, everybody like, freeze. Like the, pause.
The war is supposed to come to kind of a...
Okay.
A pause.
Okay.
Did it ever? No.
No. Okay.
No. No, you might recall earlier in the book, Christmas Eve was a truce. Yeah. No.
No. It's a nice idea.
Nice idea. In theory, it's wonderful. Just maybe it worked in World War II. I don't think it even worked in Korea, but I think it did work in World War II. And even Civil War, when a war was civil.
That was an oxymoron, I ever heard one.
It certainly is.
Mm-hmm. If I may, and... the very last line here, only time will tell, and time will tell of a time in hell. Can you kind of elaborate on that just a little bit? What your thoughts?
In writing my diary, I did it 45 years after the fact. And this is the one time in my writing that I actually allude to what's going to happen because I knew what was going to happen.
Oh, I see.
For those who served in Vietnam, everything is before Tet, at Tet, or after Tet.
Okay. And you're going to explain Tet.
Tet is their Lunar New Year. And yes, I think in a couple of entries, we'll learn a little bit about what happened during Tet. I don't go in too much into what happened in Saigon or Da Nang or all the other places. I only touch on what happened in the Delta, the Mekong Delta of Vietnam, because that was the world I knew.
Right, right.
But it was a very disruptive time. I will say, because it's not part of the book, that Ho Chi Minh, after the Tet occurrence, was going to surrender, but the American news media made such a big deal of how great they had done and how bad we had done, he decided to keep going with the war.
Wow.
It could have been over because we had the American forces decimated the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese Army forces, decimated them.
With the reporting being inaccurate, reporting it actually gave a boost.
Yes. And there is a picture that came out of that that was a Pulitzer Prize winning that captured the thoughts of Americans in the States that this is a bad war, but they didn't know the story behind the picture. I won't get political about that right now,
mm-hmm.
but they did not know the story behind the picture.
Mm-hmm.
They only saw the picture.
Right.
And it did paint a bad picture in terms of what the war was about.
Right. When they use the term, a picture is worth a thousand words, well, is it 1,000 words to your interpretation of the picture? But when you don't know the backstory, when you don't know what has led to this moment, you don't see it. And when you don't see what's happened following it, that really poses a lot of problems. And we still even have that today.
We absolutely do. Your mom and I had been down on the border in Arizona, of Arizona and Mexico. She was a customs person at that point in time. And the news people came down to create a broadcast, not a podcast, but a broadcast. And we thought it was going to be so neat. But when we saw it on the news, it was 100% an opposite story as to what had been presented to them. And I mean 100% opposite.
Really?
And it was not a very good story in terms of speaking about what customs was doing.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, a picture is worth 1,000 words, but right. sometimes it's worth maybe 1,000,000 words when it's pointed in the wrong direction.
Right, right. Yeah. Or when it's described actually a lie. When you can look at a picture when people describe and say, well, this is what happened, and this is what led up to this moment, and this you're just taking somebody's word for it, and it's not accurate. And we see that every day.
Every day in the news.
Yes.
Where there's a picture or it's a broadcast of a story, you can't be 100% certain.
Right.
And then, like so many, and I even joke about it myself, if it's on the internet, it's got to be it's got to be
you
real.
Can't put anything on the internet unless it's true.
So.
That's awesome.
The easy day. Interesting it is, listed as January 28th, because starting January 29th is no longer easy days. But when we talk about our 29th, it won't be quite yet all the shooting that is occurring at that time.
Okay. So it was this calm before the storm.
Calm before
was your
the
easy
storm.
Day. You are listening to The Crossroads Diaries, A 19-Year-Old's Vietnam Journey by author, narrator, and host Tom Center, along with co-host Cheryl Chambers. You can find The Crossroads Diaries, A 19-Year-Old's Vietnam Journey on Amazon, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. You can also follow Tom on Facebook at Thomas Center.